Bobby Seale from jail as a political prisoner. I'm awaiting trial in Connecticut, but Hoffman sentenced me to 4 years for what he calls contempt of court. And any time a man is demanding his lawful, legal, constitutional human rights to have a lawyer of his choice, as it's interpreted by the United States Supreme Court, and our demand his right to defend himself, is not no contempt of court. The fact that a judge and or the prosecutor, Schultz and Foran, would manipulate to stop me from exercising this constitutional right is an overt violation of my right to have a fair trial and many other rights. To be gagged like I was when they tried to shove wads of rag down my mouth in the lockup just outside the courtroom, etc., forms a cruel and unusual punishment. Even being hit in the testes in the groin area while gagged and shackled and bound to a chair, arms and legs, is overtly nothing less than what they intended to do, and that was to railroad me as they railroaded all of us, seven defendants. And I say that we have nothing else, no other alternative but to stand up and act like men and act like human beings. Act like free men. Demand our constitutional right, even to the point of cussing the pig judge out when he overtly denies your constitutional right over and over and over. Let him know he's a fascist, a racist, and a pig. That's all he can be. That's what a Ku Klux Klansman is, and that's what a German Gestapo fascist was in during World War II. And it's the same thing that's going on here in America. So power to the people, and the people should stand up, and the people should let the people know where it's at. And I will always let my people know, and all the people know, the American people know, that we want justice in America, and we refuse to accept any injustice. The essence of that trial was simply that Hoffman separated and segregated me from the trial when he could have